This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Around Montgomery County on WSMI. I'm Sean Bellent. It's back. Stamp Out Cancer's big event returns next weekend at the Event Center of Montgomery County, and we have a chance to talk about the big event and other associated activities with the Montgomery County Cancer Association and Stamp Out Cancer, as I was joined this week by Zach Weigel and a past team member for Stamp Out Cancer, Kelsey Flack. All right, folks, we are closing in on the main event, the event in Montgomery County, according to many folks. And hey, if you just do the stats, I guess the stats will back it up. Talking to Zach Weigel as we are closing in on Stamp Out Cancer, and also talking to Kelsey Flack, one of the past parts of this exciting endeavor that is Stamp Out Cancer. No, we're not excited cancer existed. We have to have this cause, but you talk about telling cancer who's boss and just doing a great job helping families and just doing something incredibly unique in this area. Zach, are you ready for it all?
You know, yes and no. And it's mainly because it's this event, it's so much fun leading up to it and going, having all the events and just always having something to do. But at the same time, yeah, we're ready for the big event because that really is the granddaddy of them all. And it is so much fun. But I will say, I know I'll be sad whenever we take off and it's done for the night there on the 23rd.
So you have the big event coming up April 23rd at the Event Center, Platinum Rock Legends. And even if someone doesn't have a ticket, you still want to be a part of the fun. You've got something going that night.
Even afterwards, yeah, at the at Cabetto's, that's where they've hosted our official after party now. So every year since the second one, they can head out there. All-star karaoke will be there. So, yeah, there'll be something to do. There's sometimes people that don't have tickets that wait for us there afterwards, and they see us coming in with all the excitement. So, yeah.
Well, the component that really makes us special, the spokes in the wheel, the teams. And the teams this year are a big part of it, but you know, the teams of the past don't just hang it up and you never see them again. Classic example of that, Kelsey Flack with us. And Kelsey, just tell us what the experience with Stamp Out Cancer, or we got to abbreviate everything these days, SOC. what did it do for you, making it through and really just being a part of something that has to be incredibly uplifting?
Yeah, it really is. My partner was Emily Zimmerman, and we worked great together. You know, I thought we were working our butts off then, and I see what these teams are doing now, and it's just so much fun, and it just brings so much community together, and it's truly community over competition. Everyone works together. All of our teams are supporting one another. It's great to see. They were all going to try to do one event together that will be rescheduled at a later date due to weather and other commitments, but it really is just fun and it brings light to the community and everyone can just work together. And
I know it's about the fight against cancer, but it's you know, in these times everybody's locked in, you forget how to socialize, everybody's binge watching. COVID certainly took that to the next level. It's also just a great chance to get people out for something that matters.
Yeah, these teams have really done a great job not just doing bartending events. You know, they've done movies, they've done princess parties, they've done pack the places. There's a music bingo coming up. There's been putt-putt. You know, they're really going outside the box and doing raffles, and it's not just an adult event. It's really an event for everyone.
Well, Zach, it has to be exciting to be at it again. It's hard to believe. You picture those days. I know we talked about in the past, those days leading up to the event 2 years ago, and it's, you know, first there are the jitters. Gee, I hope nothing happens to the event. Then you get closer, and then it just gets more and more clear it's not going to happen. You know, the ups and downs, it had to be a tough couple of years for a lot of people. And I know a lot of people put a lot of groundwork into preparing fundraisers and everything, and boy, you know, everybody made the best of a bad situation.
They did, and we, I mean, we've talked about, yeah, just leading up to it, how, I mean, that was just, it was terrible. But at the same time, we had to think of the greater good, what else is going on in our society, in our country, I mean, all around here. And it was much bigger than just our one event. There was a lot of events that got pushed back. And as sad as that was, it gave us, I don't know, like a lot of time to start thinking about different ideas. We luckily, everyone that we've worked with was great about rescheduling, because this is, we rescheduled it for that summer, and then it got pushed back to the following year, then it got pushed back to the following fall. This is our fourth go-ahead. Well, at least with this particular like band and getting the venue. But at the end of the day, this year there's something special about it, because yeah, we were cooped up for a while, and it's like we're leaving our bunker, coming out, looking out, seeing daylight, and we're like, okay, let's go have some fun. And it's as much fun as we're having as a team, I just like how much it's bringing back to some businesses that were hit hard, that were shut down for a while, that, you know, that lost a lot of business. Hopefully this was able to bring some much needed people back into their establishments.
Boy, there's a lot of creative energy in this area. You know, whether it's people making the monsters over the summer or other events in town, but really some creative events. And again, it's not the, we have the one main event and you have all these side events with the teams, a lot of creativity and a lot of original ideas that are, I think, the envy of other towns. And that's for people just trying to make a buck, not trying to help a cause.
Yeah, and luckily a lot has been spread around Montgomery County too. We went to numerous events in Litchfield, numerous in Nokomis. But yeah, there's been a lot in Hillsborough as well. I think as a whole, people are just jealous of Montgomery County now, of all that we can accomplish when we work together, because it does take every town in order to make this event successful.
Well, there's just no red tape with these businesses. They just welcome you with open arms, it seems, time and time again, where they just make things work.
And it's a win-win. I mean, we're getting people in there, and they're helping us raise money, so it works out perfect.
I can imagine you've seen a difference. I mean, I know some people have had some prolonged cancer battles, and those could be some real lonely times over the last couple of years. I imagine being a part of these events has to be incredibly uplifting, to see people cheer for you. You know, a message on Facebook or a text just isn't quite, it's nice to have, but when you're making those trips to the hospital, to the specialist, seeing people cheer you on has to make all the difference in the world.
Yeah, and our teams normally they're doing it normally in honor of someone too, or someone that's currently battling it. It's giving them that platform is one of the best things I think that we do as a team, is giving those people that way of honoring those that they've, you know, on a much bigger, grander scale.
Yeah, and I think the night of the event, everyone that attends really gets to see the big picture, and there's several tears shed that night, telling stories and just people coming together. And the teams usually include, you know, their family and friends who have been affected, you know, by cancer. So it's a very emotional night as well.
Yeah, it's like you have a great mix of events too. I mean, for the people who kind of want a smaller event, you've got something for that crowd, fundraiser wise in the middle, and the big ones. I mean, it just you're kind of made for, you know, events for every age group, and you just got something for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And really, like we said, Kelsey said, with the events that can include the whole family, that's actually, I mean, that's where it's at, because it gets some younger people then knowing, you know, what the giving back and being a part of nonprofits and helping your community is a cool thing. It's a good thing. And that's also why we have scholarship workers from the MCCA that have been helping out with events, because they have to do that in order to earn their hours, to earn their scholarship. So they get to see firsthand what goes into raising money and giving back. So it's honestly, it's just all around, it's great for everybody.
Can this thing get even bigger? Have you pretty much, I mean, we're not going to have, the Chicago Bears aren't going to move here. We're not going to have a dome stadium or anything, but is the sky the limit? How far can you take this thing? Because when you have that kind of demand for tickets, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
But we also like, I mean, because MCCA just covers Montgomery County. And so that's what we're servicing, is Montgomery County. And we also use every inch of that event center And I mean, honestly, like, we definitely couldn't go to a smaller place, but a bigger place, I don't know. I don't know what we would do. I think it's just right. I think everything is perfect, where exactly where it's at.
It just continues to blow me away, the stories I hear. And you had it again this year. People chomping at the bit, showing up hours and hours ahead of time in not so great weather to get those first tickets.
Sure did. First person was in line at 1:30 in the morning. Trent and Crystal West. And I think you talked to him that day as well, after the ticket sale, where he got stopped by the police.
Yeah.
wondering what our guy was just sitting out there in a
sleeping
lawn chair.
Sleeping in a chair, yeah.
Sleeping. But, the hype has built up, and, wow, it's all accumulating to that one.
Well, tell us again about the teams involved raising funds this year. They, they have been busy. I mean, I look at the pages, and... two balls better than one. I mean, they're baking something. They're making something. They're entertaining something. I mean, I don't know where they find the time. I'm not so sure they haven't been cloned.
Yeah, we have three great teams this year. I don't think we could have picked better teams for this year. They are all doing a great job. We have two team balls are better than one, and that consists of Jessica and Brooke Ball. We have Team Wild West. That is Crystal and Trent West. They reside in Nokomis. And then we have Team Frerichs Out Cancer. And that is Emily and Abby Frerichs of Litchfield.
Oh, just a great bunch of folks. And, I mean, their motors are unbelievable. I think of the Energizer Bunny. I don't think they have a stop speed.
No, they don't. Especially, I mean, you look every night when you have Jessica and Brooke are doing some type of live Facebook thing with their dog jumping around in the background. They're hilarious. You have Trent and Crystal, who's actually involved in a bunch of other things. They just did a music trivia for the Rotary Club. So they have that going on. And then you got Abby and Emily, which, I mean, I know just being educators, with Emily being one, especially this year. Yeah, there's just a lot going on for everyone, but they find the time.
Shout out to Emily and Abby. I'm reading their bio right now, and you know, all the teams have had a family member or close to them that has had cancer or passed of cancer, so we think of them too. But Abby and Emily's mother is currently battling stage 3 cancer right now, so they're having that too. So think of them.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a teacher battling cancer, and these, you know, sometimes we picture a family, but when you talk about some of the occupations involved here, when it's a teacher, it's someone who deals with a lot of people. I mean, these are some cancer cases that really impact a lot of people. You know, really a chance for the community to come together and feel like they can do something. It's nice to send a card or warm sentiments, but to actually be able to do something in a big way to say, we care and we're going to do whatever we can to help.
Yes, and I know, I mean, let's put it out there, I lost a coworker just a month or so ago to cancer, who I taught with every day for 8 years. That was Kim Watson. And I never thought I'd see the impact. I mean, I've lost, you know, loved ones to cancer. I've talked, you know, we all have, but to the impact that it has on students is a whole different ballgame. And I hope it's nothing that we'll ever have to go through again. Just because, wow, that students, it hits them differently when their teacher's there, you know, one day and then not there anymore. And so that's just goes to show there's still a lot of work to be done when it comes to this fight we have against cancer.
Any other points you'd like to make about the big return?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we have a sponsor this year, Country Financial, and they have offices in Litchfield, Nokomis, and Hillsboro, and Raymond. Awesome. We had them, they were our sponsor 2 years ago. Event didn't happen, so we're really thankful. And even right now, up until the event, if you go in and mention Stamp Out Cancer and just get a free quote from them, they'll make a $10 donation to the team of your choice. So it doesn't hurt to stop by and do that. Also, got to thank the rest of our team. It's not just Kelsey and I. They're on there.
Yeah, this event wouldn't be possible without, you know, the three Stamp Out Cancer teams and then our committee that consists of Renee Laughlin, Dana Holzhauser, Corey Evans, Shelly Hill, Heather Greenwood, Teresa Priddle, Chris Waggle, Zach, and myself.
Yeah, and also we have shirts that's going to be coming up. They placed their order. Those will be ready here soon. Wanted to put that out there. Our silent auction that we're going to have the night of, lot of cool items on there. If people could just have that at least to us by even the morning of the event, that'd be great if they're wanting to put something in there. But I do also want to give a shout out to Chris Reynolds. He's done all of our artwork since day one. Does our got our website up and going. Just really like always creative and thinking and basically ready on call whenever we need anything from posters to banners to koozie designs, you name it. He's got that ready to go. We also want people to know about the night of. I mean, that's coming up on April 23rd, and the doors open at 6. We don't open before. You can ask all you want. They open at 6 o'clock. Performances will start around 7. We're going to announce the winners, hopefully around the 8:30 time. Band starts at 9. Silent auction should go to like 9:30, 10-ish. Please, if you're there, pick up your item if you win something. We don't get to have fun until people pick up all their items. Once the silent auction's completely sold, we can actually go out and enjoy the night with everyone else. We're also going to have a photo booth with a lot of cool things in there to get funny pictures going on. And then, the after party at Cabetto's.
I love that photo booth, something real. Okay, filters and all that, that's fun. But it's not the same experience as 2, 3, 4 people.
Yeah, there will be props and just different things to kind of have some fun pictures and memories of the return of SOC.
And a new big item that people can get their picture taken with that they will see the night of. It's a surprise.
Well, thanks again to Zach Weigel and Kelsey Flack for joining me once again as Stamp Out Cancer approaches. So good to have that monster event for a great cause back in Montgomery County. That's it for Around Montgomery County on this weekend. Happy Easter, everyone. Sean Bellent saying so long. Until next weekend when I bring you Forum right here on WSMI.